Welcome to the Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. Your host is a certified executive coach and trainer with the passion to help make the difference in the world. Your Life Now show brings you powerful resources and effective tips to help you manage your life and your business at its best. And now, here's your host, Coach Rhea.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. You are listening to Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea. Welcome to the show. We are back live on the air, and today we're going to kick off our starting of the fall season, even though it's still summer, with some insights. And I'd like to share with you some of the insights and some of the moments that I had throughout the summer and some of the insights that came to me. And hopefully it can help you somewhere, somehow, or even just inspire you to do more for yourself and to live your life and to do the joyful things that you can do right now in this moment. So I'm going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to dig right into our today's show. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea, the CEO and founder at Your Life Now. Your Life Now is a professional executive coaching, training, marketing, and PR company. And if you'd like to know more about us and how we could be of service to you or to your business, we'd love to hear from you. So make sure you visit our website at yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. We are back. Wow, the summer went so fast. Technically, we're still in September, beginning of September, so technically the summer has not ended yet. But Labor Day marks the end of the summer as we know it here in the U.S. You know, people go to the beach, hang out with friends, barbecue, etc. And after that, it's just school starts and everything goes back supposedly to what we call it normal. But what is normal, right? So I always say, always think endless summer, because you know what? When we always have that vacation mode in our mind, when we feel good, because you know, when we take vacation, we feel good, right? And a lot of time people feel like they need to take another vacation to get over the first vacation or to get into the groove of things. And I have to admit it, I am one of those people who love enjoying time off, right? I love to be able to just relax and do, you know, to do whatever I want and enjoy my family, enjoying the places that I visit. And I'm really grateful for that. But it is really sort of difficult to get back to the norm of things or to get back to doing what you do best every day and day out, right? But I'm here today to just to tell you, you know what? It's okay to take the summer in every day thereafter, because every time you feel, you know, overwhelmed by your daily activities, the daily things that you need to get done, the things that, you know, happening in your life or whatever it is supposed to be, you know, the norm of what we call it, norm of the everyday life. It's okay to go back to those moments that you enjoyed in the summer. And that's what I'd like to do today. I wanted to share with you some of these insights that I had, you know, throughout the summer, traveling solo and traveling with my family and being blessed to be able to visit places that I really enjoy and places and new places. And so with that being said, I actually had an amazing time this summer. I literally was so present, and I guess one of the first insights that I like to share with you is always be present, because when you take it in, when you take in those moments, and when you are traveling, when you are experiencing the joy of the places that you are and the people that you're hanging out with, whatever is your joy, eating that delicious food or enjoying that beautiful scenery or just anything that you personally like, if you can just be present in that moment, you'll know you can access that moment at any time you need it or you want it, right? So this is how my summer went. I traveled to Quebec, the French Canadian side of Quebec, and I visited a great friend. I spent a great time on the lake, by the lake, enjoyed, you know, speedboat rides. I enjoyed, you know, a lot of great things with a lot of great people. I tasted great food. I experienced a new culture for me. I enjoyed that time. And that time for me, it was really very, very valuable, because I connected with nature again. My love for nature never expires. It's always there. And I connected with new people. I learned new things. I took notes. I wrote in my journal. I did recording for myself to just remind myself of some of these things. I took great pictures. All these things packed up into a great memories and great insights, right, that came out of this trip. So what was some of the things that I've noticed, you know, when you're visiting a new place or a new country and you get introduced to a new culture, you know, you realize you still need to be yourself no matter where you are and no matter who you're hanging out with. But you have to be conscious of the people that you are with, and you have to have respect of their culture, their habits, the things that they enjoy and they like. It might not be the same for you, but in the same time, you can take that as something that you learned, right? So you learn, this is the way people do things, this is the way the culture is, these are the habits, these are the things. And you know, we all carry different beliefs and different habits, and it doesn't make it, you know, so we that's the beauty about being individual, right? And the world is really, really much smaller than we think it is. We do have a lot more in common than we have differences. And you know what? And if we focus on those things that we have in common, we tend to enjoy life and enjoy the experience and enjoy the people better. So when we do that, when we stay focused on those things and realizing, like, you know what? Wow, I didn't realize we have that in common. I didn't realize you guys do the same things that we do in this matter. And just kind of highlight the common things. Always highlight the common things that you can find with other people, other culture, other places. And then you realize you enjoy those people, you enjoy the places that you visit, and you enjoy the experience more. I guess one of the things that I always ask myself, my clients, people that I speak with, or when I'm doing some speaking, I always ask, what insight have you gotten out of the experience? Whatever it is that you're doing, maybe you did not go anywhere this summer. Maybe you just hang out with some friends and family, or maybe you just did some small things. But just ask yourself, what insights did come out of those experiences, those hangouts, those barbecues, those people that you met, or the new people that you met, or the family, or whatever. I think there's always everything that we experience has some insight to teach us something. I think insights are, it's almost like I call it a light bulb. They kind of light up, right? And it's like, wow, I didn't realize that. That's an insight. So So one of the suggested things that I would recommend that you really dig deeper than the surface and learn from those insights. What did you learn? What did you find out? How can you do things better today and there, day after, or after that? What would you do? How would you apply these insights to better your life, to better your business, to better your relationship with people, better relationship with your family, with your partners? There is so much to learn every single day. And I sure did. And I'm glad that I experienced what I experienced this summer. Then I took a trip with my family to Hawaii, to a new island. We have visited Maui before, and this time we decided to visit another island and to experience the beauty of nature, because Hawaii is one thing that I can tell you, it is definitely a great destination. If you have the opportunity to go to places like Hawaii, I do recommend that you do it. And, you know, sometimes we don't have to go that far, right? But I have to say I'm grateful that I had I'm blessed that I had the opportunity to go and visit another island in Hawaii, because the experience was incredible and it was packed with insight, one after the other, about our connection with nature, about our conscious living. How are we treating Mother Earth? How are we dealing with life every day? And how are we protecting this nature, this beauty? What are we doing? And you know, sometimes we think on an individual level, there's not much we can do. And I have to tell you, that is really not true. Every little thing we do to protect the environment, to protect nature, will count. It is counting for us, but we have to do our part. And one of the great insights for me, I was hiking up in the mountains in Kauai. And this is beyond my, I love hiking. I've done a lot of hiking, but nothing to this extreme. It was very, very difficult hike. Very difficult hike. And I thought I was prepared. I should have been more prepared, having like maybe walking sticks or, you know, something that can help me get up those, you know, rocks in the mountain. And I have to tell you, I was so determined that I want to do as much as I can. You know, maybe I couldn't do the whole hike. And I have to tell you, 2.5 miles of hiking, it took 4 hours and I couldn't do that whole thing. And some people did 4 miles, and you talk about 4 miles one way and then another returning, another 4 miles. So that's 8 miles of hiking that takes all day long. Literally, it takes all day long. So I was really conscious of my ability. I pushed myself as much as I can, and I did as much as I can. And I did climb, or I did hike up in the mountains about 1.5 miles. That's all I could have done. And I went back by myself. I left my family because they wanted to continue, and I decided to go back because that was my limit. The insight was like, okay, so you prove to yourself that you can do it. You can challenge yourself, but you know you have to know how far you can go. And you know you have to listen to your body. You have to listen to how you feel, because that is very important. So I did, and I was grateful that I had experience, that I was able to get as much of the hiking that I did. And so here is a great thing that happened after that. And I have to tell you, one of the things that really, it was amazing, of course, going back, it was as hard as going up, because now you're going down in the mountains, and it's not really as easy as it sounds. But if anybody out there who's listening and have been in that experience, going hiking up in the mountains on rocky, you know, mountains and stuff, they know exactly, you know, how challenging the experience is. But I was really happy that I accomplished 1.5 miles. But when I got to half I think it was a half a mile mark, I found this beautiful rock. And I'm going to put it on the page here so you guys can see it. And I have to tell you, it was the most incredible sight. And I was standing there and I can look straight forward, straight ahead, and see this beautiful beach, Hanalei Beach, I think it's called, one of the best beautiful beaches in the world. And I was on top of the world looking at that scene, at that view. What a great view. So you know what? I made a home for myself there for an hour and a half, waiting for my family to come back to the location I was standing in so we can continue going back to down the mountain. And I sat there, I put my pack back, and I found, like I said, it was a flat surface rock. I sat there and I just took it in. I took that view in and I piled it in my mind, in those memories, and so I can access them anytime I desire. Anytime I wanted to feel good, I can just look at that scene in my mind and bring myself to that moment and feel good all over again. And I have to tell you, it was just an amazing experience because people were walking up and down by me and everybody's like, wow, you found an amazing spot that you sitting here and in, you know, and enjoying. And I said, yes, I'm packing it in. I'm packing all this in my mind and enjoying it. I made a lot of friends, just the people going up and down, helping them taking pictures. They took my pictures that you see up here on the page. And let me tell you, it was an awesome, awesome experience. And I was so blessed to be able to do that. So that was a great insight. And it just, you know, I was just there. I tried to meditate. I tried to just take it in, just spending that time, whatever moment that I was like by myself with that view. I cherished every single moment of it. And I just packed it in. And I realized this is what life is all about. Is being present, enjoying the beauty around you, enjoying whatever comes to you, and just be there. Be there for as long as you can. And that was a great moment. And I thought, like, wow, it couldn't get any better. This is paradise. This is what life is all about. And this is what we all should be doing, is be present, enjoy the nature around us, enjoy the beauty around us, and just take it in. I'm going to take another break, and when we come back, I'm going to share some more experience with you guys, some more insights, and some more joy. And so we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea. Welcome to the show. We are back after Labor Day. Incredible summer, incredible experience. I'm still going around in my mind with all these beautiful moments that I had this summer, visiting different places, meeting new people, learning about new culture, enjoying great food, enjoying life and what life has to offer. So before the break, I shared with you my experience up in the mountains in Hawaii, and my experience hiking and the place that I found and the joy that brought to me just experiencing this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful scene. And so, you know, you think, oh my God, you know, so now you've done, you know, something that you have not done before, right? I got out of my comfort zone again, and I experienced something. I do a lot of hiking, but this was a very challenging hike, and I accomplished something, and it felt good, but I also listened to my body. I listened to myself. I pushed myself as far as I can push myself physically, and I enjoyed every moment of it. And I am glad I did it. So, what comes next? So, a lot of great experience, a lot of great insight. So, again, one of the highlights of my trip to Hawaii was also the helicopter ride. I had the opportunity to sit next to the pilot, who was amazing. And the ride was like incredible. Last time I was in a helicopter, I was in my teenage year, and it was in a different setting, and nothing was like that at all. But let me tell you, the experience that I had, I was afraid because I've always been afraid of height, but just like sitting in the front of the helicopter and everything in front of you is just glass. So like you think like you're sitting outside, you're just looking at this scenery. And Hawaii, if you've been there or if you can imagine, I'm going to again look at those photos and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of these incredible photos that I have taken from the helicopter, I actually had my GoPro as well hanged to my, you know, my helmet. And I have not done, you know, taking those photos and the videos out of there yet. But I have to tell you, it was an incredible experience seeing the mountains, the beaches, and everything from above, the canyon. You know, the everything. The place was like one of the things that I think the pilot had mentioned, you know, Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, Indiana Jones. I think, I don't know how many movies were filmed in some of those places that we were able to visit only by air. You cannot get to it driving. Some of the places you can get to them by boat, which we also had the opportunity to do. But I have to tell you, it is, again, you know, when you put fear aside and you just, this is a great insight, when you put fear aside and you don't think about what you're afraid of and you focus on what you see, what you're experiencing, the joy that you bring out of that, it is incredible. It just almost makes you forget your fear. Your fear of height, your fear of feeling like, you know, that you, anything can go wrong. If you can just focus on what you observing, what you're feeling, what you taking in, you realize fear has no place. Nature, beauty, the surrounding, it overcome any fear. And that was a great experience. So I was like, one of my highlights, actually the helicopter. And we also did a cruise. We did, so we've seen the island from the air, from land, and from the sea. And it was an incredible 5-hour cruise. And again, we went to places we've never been before. And it was incredible, incredible, incredible. And I have to tell you, I was beyond myself. Paradise does exist, people, and exists here on earth. So again, you know, if I can give you another insight here, is just if you can set your fear aside and focus on what you are experiencing in that moment when you actually on top of the world, looking down on this beautiful, beautiful beaches, beautiful mountains, beautiful canyon, beautiful scenery, you realize you are alive and things is good. Life is good. And you know, if you don't have, you have not yet had the experience, just think about it. What would it be like if you had that experience? How would you experience it? So always aim to do more, to see more, to experience more, and you will be able to do that. My friends, I'm so excited to be back with you guys here on the air, and I am just so grateful. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to share a lot of things with you guys. And I hope you had a great summer and you're ready to enjoy every single day thereafter. Don't think the summer ends because someone said the summer ends. Keep the summer alive. Keep the sun alive in your mind and keep life alive. And always be present. Enjoy our common things. And don't worry about our differences, because what we have in common is exceed our differences. Until next week, we'll have a great guest for you guys. We will be back to our normal schedule, and much love to all. And if you'd like to know more about us and how we could be of service to you, stay tuned for more detail. Until next time, stay amazing. Much love to all.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
We are so excited about the new things we are working on to make Your Life Now radio show the place where you can learn and share your message with the world. For more detail on how you and all your business can participate and get involved, schedule a free call with Coach Rhea at meetme.so/Coach Rhea, and I'll be more than happy to share with you how we can help you and your business by sharing you, your business, and your message with the world. Whether your world is local or global, we have great solutions and ideas for you. For more information, contact us at www.yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. Just one more thing. It takes collaborations, mutual agreement, and action to make the impossible possible. So go out there and celebrate who you are and join hands and make the impossible possible. Until next time, my friends, make sure you position yourself and your business always for success. Be present. Look for insight. Take action. Take small steps. Evaluate what you are doing. And remember where you are so you know where you are heading. Stay amazing. Much love to all. Thank you.